Blog Talk Radio.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
What time is all that? What time is all that?
Broadcasting from Cincinnati,
you're listening to the Ringside Reporter Podcast. All the news in the world of boxing right here.
Well, I'm talking to you the way I want to talk to you.
Now, here's your host, Eric Lorda.
And we are live. Welcome to the Ringside Reporter Show, where we talk about the latest boxing news. If it's related to boxing, we'll talk about it here. My name is Eric Lorda, and I'm here with my co-host, Joe Habib. And we have a great show for you today. And if you want to call in and ask questions, you can call in right now at 323-870-3857. And it's about 7 o'clock now. We're going to talk boxing for about maybe 15, 20 minutes, and then we're going to go home, I think. That's pretty much it, right, Beeb? Yeah. I mean, it's been one of those weeks, man. It's an odd time. So today, we're going to talk about, Beeb, we're going to talk about your boy, Tyson Fury, getting caught red-handed cheating, Beeb. He's cheating. We caught him red-handed, Beeb. Got him. We'll tell you all about it. And let me tell you something else, man. The man continues to keep the Ohio legend Adrian Broner down. The system against him again. He gets caught for, I'll tell you about it later. Don't worry about it. But all you need to know is the man is keeping my boy down. First, we get started with the only boxing action, I believe, this weekend. And if it wasn't, you know, hey, it is what it is. And that wasn't very good either. Showbox, Brandon Lee versus Camilo Prieto, super lightweights. Listen, man, not much to talk about here. Brandon Lee wins by TKO in the third round. And yay. You guys know how I feel about Showbox. So if I was watching the main event of Showbox, you know that it was a pretty slow week. I tell you what, man, you know, he looked good. I thought Brandon Lee looked pretty good. He looked pretty solid. He's 19-0 now as a pro. I think it's time to get off Showbox and let's start upping his competition. And until you do that, it is what it is. I don't want to hear about it, you know? So, I mean, Beeb, any thoughts on Brandon Lee?
Well, again, you know, Showbox is basically a showcase box, so we already know how that goes. So until he goes, fights on regular Showtime, graduates to Fox or whatever, then we can, really make an assessment. But it's really hard.
I don't really care. I honestly I could care less about those guys on, I mean, the Showbox cards.
Yeah. Hard to get up for those sites because it's so one-sided. Like, I know you got to move guys along, but these guys, they have like 15, 18 fights, and it's about the time 20 fights.
Listen, man, it's time to move up. Know what I mean? You guys have been hyping this kid for a while. We saw him. Great. He knocked this guy out. All right, let's see. He looked good. All right, let's come on. What else you got? Let's up this competition a little bit. Because he didn't, when I left there, it wasn't like I left there thinking, wow, I got to see him again. Let's see him against a top-notch guy and then come talk to me,
Absolutely.
I mean, it is what it is, man. And so the only reason I watched Showbox was kind of the curiosity factor because there was nobody in attendance. And I was watching this, and I'm thinking, how surreal it's going to be to watch Showbox with nobody in attendance, and it just struck me. It's like a regular Showbox card. They're never packed. I saw the room that they were in, Beeb, that they had this. What are you going to put, 50, 60 people in that room?
Well, the embarrassing thing
Come
is that places that they fight at can hold like 1,500 to 2,000 people usually.
I'm surprised that's enough to put on an event.
And a lot of times you have a place that small. And then when it's empty, it makes it look even worse than it really is. So if you can only hold like 1,500 capacity, and only half the people show up, might as well just throw. I hate to say this thing because these guys, they're coming up, they deserve it.
It's not their fault. It's not. It's not their fault. It's the promotion's fault.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. I mean, hey, they do their job. They show up. They do what
there's
they need to
of,
do.
There's a lot of things that are that are kind of wacky in the sport of boxing, and this is kind of
you don't falls, say.
It just falls right into that that wackiness, I guess. Right. What are you gonna do?
Oh my God! Insane, man! Insane. So that was pretty much the only fight of the weekend. The other ones got canceled. And I'll tell you what, this has been one of those crazy, crazy weeks. Every fight is canceled. There was one UFC fight that took place in Brazil. Did you happen to watch this one? No. Kevin Lee versus, what was it, the cowboy. It wasn't, it was the Brazilian cowboy. I can't remember his name.
No.
The guy beat Kevin Lee, but it was, that was kind of surreal to hear like the walkout music. And to hear everything go, the announcer and everything like that, and seeing nobody in the audience. I mean, there was nobody in the audience. You could hear the gloves hitting. You could hear it was pretty cool. It was like watching the Ultimate, like a souped up Ultimate Fighter episode. You know how if you ever watch the Ultimate Fighter, they come out and they do the fight at the end, and there's really nobody there. There's like his team cheering him on, and that's it. But nobody in the little in the their little gym type thing they got there. But it was pretty cool, though. I mean, it was. I got to admit, it was pretty cool. Now, Dana White had said that we're gonna continue holding fights in empty venues or wherever. We're gonna continue to do it. They've got a card in Madison Square Garden not too long from now, I guess, and they got I think a New York card. They've got a Las Vegas card. Well, now he's gonna have some issues because the Nevada State Athletic Commission suspends athletic events till March 25th. All combat sports in California are called off, I think, until further notice. There's rumors that the Canelo fight with him and BJ Saunders, and I don't even know if that's been really confirmed yet.
I heard stuff that's going on behind the scenes with that, even without the coronavirus.
Yeah, so that may not even take place with the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So
even without the coronavirus, though, there was some stuff going on behind the scenes. I'll talk to you about it off air.
Okay.
I heard some stuff that was going on behind the scenes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, so every fight now is off TV. How crazy was it that they canceled NCAA the March Madness? Dayton Flyers. Dayton Flyers. Check this out. Now, hold on. Before you even go, the Dayton Flyers were favored to win that tournament. They won a virtual tournament. They won. They put the computer simulations together. Dayton Flyers win the NCAA tournament. Won't get to play it now. But hey, that's why we call Ohio Title Town, baby. Title Town, baby.
We use the computer simulations now to justify victory.
What else can you do? What else can you do? You can't. Hey, it is what it is, man. Can't hate it. Can't hate on
it. What I heard about the whole UFC thing was Dana White was actually going to have these fights. From what I heard, it I believe he said this, I was reading this somewhere, that he was going to have the fight at the UFC Performance Center and just broadcasting from there.
He can't even do that because the UFC Performance Center, the Apex, that's in Las Vegas. They can't do it.
They won't let him.
He's now got to find another venue because that was their backup, is going to his gym say, hey, let's just fight here.
So Vegas is like, Vegas won't even allow that to happen with nobody there.
Oh, Athletic Commission. Wow. It's the Athletic Commission. And Top Rank, now incidentally, Top Rank was supposed to have a card this weekend, and they were going to go along with the card this weekend. They didn't. They canceled almost last minute, because they were going to have their fighters tested, and they couldn't get tested. This is according to them. I mean, they couldn't get tested or whatever, so that's what I read. And so, yeah, I mean, so they had to cancel theirs. So I'm wondering if people are going to follow suit with the Dana White thing, try to hold venues other places or try to hold, fights other places and that kind of thing. I don't know. Try to hold fights without fans. That's another one. I mean, what is it, the WWE's WrestleMania, I think it takes place in April. They say that's going to get shut down. March Madness got shut down. NASCAR shut down. Soccer over in Europe, the Premier League, shut down. MLS shut down. MLS has shut it down for 30 days. So their whole season, I mean, they may, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
There was talk over here. I mean, let me tell you about a little bit what's going on in Ohio, and then you tell us about what's going on over there in Boston or in Massachusetts. Over here in Ohio, the governor today, on Friday, just shut down the schools. He shut them down and we'll be out of school for like a month, you know. So he shut down the schools for a month. Today, they actually closed all restaurants for a month or for 3 weeks maybe. I think it was 3 weeks, he said, something like that. Anyway, they shut down all the restaurants. So you can go, like, get carry out, but you cannot eat in a restaurant. So, I don't know. It's been wild. I know I was at work on Thursday. And from Thursday to Friday, we had a concrete plan of what we were going to do. By Friday, that plan had changed literally three times. It had changed three times from what we were going to do to what we were now doing. It had changed three times. This whole situation is so fluid in the sense that it's so fast moving that you can make plans, but your plans are not. I mean, it's always good to have something, have a plan together. I get it, but you can't count on you. You have to be able to, you know, you have to be flexible because your plans will change in a minute's notice. I've never seen anything like this where it happens on a Sunday. You know, he comes out and says, hey, everything's closed. As of 9 o'clock tonight, everything's closed.
As more information comes in and we get educated more and the scientists or what have you, all the people that are, you know, really doing the research on this virus, we're going to continue to learn about this virus. So we're going to have to be somewhat flexible in certain situations and in certain instances. We're going to have to be reactive because – you know, we're still learning about this. So at first, it took a while. If we didn't really think much of it in the beginning, and now it's starting to spread. So now we have to, you know, as a country, you know, I think we have to continue to, you know, be safe. We have to continue to make adjustments, and we have to continue to, you know, act accordingly depending upon the situation and depending upon the information that comes in and that we get.
Yeah,
so we can't just make a statement today and say, okay, this is what we're going to do because, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to this.
I mean, and you know, I'll tell you this. This was what got me to today. So as of Thursday, cases in Ohio, we only had five. We only had five, and we didn't have any in Cincinnati. As of today, we got over 30, I think, in Ohio. And we got like over five in Cincinnati, just like that. You know what I mean? It was insane and how fast it happened. And just, you know, you look at this thing and it was like, I mean, it just keeps doubling and tripling. And, you know, it just like, wow, man.
In our state, we have 138 cases. Of the coronavirus.
I saw that.
Thing is it was from the casino mostly, because we have a casino in Everett, which is probably about maybe 10 minutes from Revere. I haven't heard anything of anyone having it in Revere so far, but that Utah Jazz player went to the casino because the Jazz were playing the Celtics. He got it from the casino, but the interesting thing is he goes back to his team and they go and they play the Celtics or whatever, and only one other guy got it. So no one on the Celtics got it. No one on the Jazz got it, except for one player, and none of the coaching staff has it on both sides. But again, it takes a while for the symptoms to show.
Right.
So
they said you can carry it for like 2 weeks and be non-symptomatic. Yeah.
But as it stands right now, that one person came back and was probably in contact with, I would say, at least 100 people, and only one person got it. So from what I would, you know, hearing, it's not as contagious as the flu, but the problem with it is if someone sneezes or touches something and they have it, then the, whatever they touch, the substance, it stays there for like a week. So
yeah.
That's the problem.
And that's the thing.
It lingers.
Yeah,
it's
we don't know like
lingers.
How long it even lasts, you know, whether it's 72 or who knows.
Yeah.
You know, but the people, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But the whole thing is, you know, a lot the people that I have that have got it, like Tom Hanks and stuff, they're saying they feel a little under the weather, or whatever. But they're battling through it. And the thing is anyone that has respiratory issues, regardless, and I'm not trying to make light of the elderly. Please don't anyone take this the wrong way. But anything affecting respiratory, any type of virus, that an elderly person that has respiratory issues, is really going to be detrimental to them. Like whether it be the flu. I worked at nursing homes, and a lot of residents would die, like they'd have issues, you know, with they'd get pneumonia and die.
Pneumonia, yeah, that happens a lot.
And that's with any virus.
Yeah.
And from what I was also told, that the average age of people that have died from the virus is 81.
Yeah.
So I don't want to make light of this, but I also don't want people to be a little bit panicky here, right? Because, you know, you go to the supermarket, you see people with gloves and masks on.
Masks won't help you with this, you know.
I hate to tell you, that's not going to protect you. And another issue, people that put gloves on, because I worked in the food industry, as you know, for over 30 years as a manager for about 25 of those years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have my staff obviously wear gloves because it's a state law that you have to wear gloves when you're working with food. But here's the thing. Because you put gloves on, that doesn't give you a pass to touch your face, doesn't give you a pass to walk around and touch things with your gloves, because then it makes it worse. So people are wearing gloves and they're touching stuff. And if they have it, then the glove is a carrier for them to spread it. So again, and then if you have a mask on, you're actually trapping it in. You're not, you know what I'm saying? So these people, and then the whole thing about buying toilet paper, I don't get that one at all, you know. But I went, you know.
I don't get that either.
Yeah, I went to the supermarket yesterday, and I don't know. I mean, we should always be washing our hands. We should always be, you know, covering our mouth when we see. Like, just a lot of the preventive maintenance, preventive action for us, we should be doing it already anyway.
Yeah.
You know? But one thing you have to really be cautious of too is if you have I have an aunt that's 85 years old. She's in an assisted living.
Right.
You may want to stay away for a couple of weeks. You know, and they're not letting visitors in the nursing homes and assisted livings and stuff. So some nursing homes are allowing visitors, but they're making people get their temperature taken. But now a lot of them are just saying no one can come, you know, visit the nursing home where they're assisted living.
Right.
But as far as restaurants closing, we have some restaurants closing at closed down like in the city, the casino in Everett's closed. But locally, everything's open. Like the business as usual, the gym's still open. People are going to the gym. You know, big thing is just large crowds, like 250. What the governor did here is he's not allowing any events with large crowds, like 200, 250 people. So, you know, you just got to watch your interactions, your social interactions, and, you know, make sure you're not in large crowds and stuff like that. You know, I work for the city of Revere, so we're going to be working from home all week. They're telling us don't even come in, just work from home and, you know, go out and do what you got to do and then come home and finish up whatever you have to do. So, Beeb Industries, we shut down. We're giving Lois the week off. She has a child, so we're not going to make her come in.
Sure.
Put her at risk here.
Put her at risk.
And we're going to pay her. We're not going to make a dip into her sick time or vacation. We're just going to pay her.
Well, just because she's made of latex doesn't mean she's not vulnerable.
But again, we're not going to even get into this. This is a serious issue. We're not even going to get into that. But Lois will have the week off next weekend. We'll have to play this by ear.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I will be moving into my new studio here soon, next week, as a matter of fact. So, I'll be busy too, and hopefully they won't be quarantined in my own house over here, man. I'll tell you what.
How are the kids? I mean, the kids are going to be home.
Yeah, I think
Lisa's going to be home.
Yeah.
Going to be home, right?
Yeah, Lisa will be here. Yeah, everybody's going
to
be home.
What are
they
going to do now with Lisa? Now they're going to make them have to make up all those days in the summer. I'm assuming.
No, they're using calamity days, which means that they're the same as snow days. So those you don't have to make up. And the rumor,
snow days here. We have to make up snow days here.
Yeah, it's different here. It's different here.
Okay.
Like depends on how you get so many before you have to make them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm trying to think here. What was it? Yeah, so the rumor is, and this is what the governor said, this is what DeWine said here. He said that he could envision that he thinks that schools may be closed just for the remainder. Because we're in fourth quarter now. Our last day is sometime in May.
Well, it wouldn't shock me. Here's some good news I heard today. The cases in China are starting to drop off. So it's starting to kind of wean its way down in China. It's almost kind of at the tail end in China.
And we're 56 days behind them, I think.
Yeah. So the projection is maybe in about 2 months this should all be again, but that's just projections. I mean, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm guessing maybe in 3 months come. Plus, when it's hot out and humid out, they're saying it's harder for the virus to spread. It's not as easily spread in the heat and the humidity. So
right,
we'll see what happens. Yeah, but
so how long do you think this affects sports?
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if the NBA maybe doesn't finish the season.
There's quite a few players in the NBA that got it. There was quite a few players in the NBA that came out with it now. The PGA canceled their tour.
A lot of travel. When you're not sleeping good and you're not eating good, which a lot of those guys unfortunately don't do,
right,
then it's easier to catch things because your immune system's not heightened. It's not heightened at that particular time. A lot of these guys are practicing hard. They're going out after the games. They're not eating always the greatest foods and probably always eating enough. And their immune system is compromised sometimes. So
yeah. Yeah, I think one of the best things you can do is probably eat the correct foods, eat right. You know what I mean?
Especially dense foods at this time. Get a lot of vitamin C.
Get a lot of vitamins.
I ate an apple and a banana today. I had some broccoli. So I'm trying to get the veggies back in.
Right.
The holidays are over. There's no excuse to be eating crap all the
time.
That's right.
That's the thing, man. Is if I think your nutrition plays a huge part of this.
Yeah.
And if you're eating correctly and you're eating the right things and getting the right nutrients in your body, then that's definitely going to help you. Now, will it, it's not a cure-all, but it will definitely help you, you know?
I just don't want people to panic too much. I mean, I mean, obviously we should be concerned. We should be aware, self-aware. And the big thing is just the elderly. Like, again, if you have someone that's in their 80s, whatever.
I think that's the big thing.
Maybe be a little bit extra careful. That's the big thing. You know, me and my brother were talking today about the whole thing. And he was panicking and stuff. And I said, take it easy. Calm down. You'll be all right. And he's like, are they gonna shut us down like they're doing in Italy? I said, I don't really think it's going to get to that level. Like,
maybe. Maybe not.
I can't say it. I know the president's getting a lot of flack for this, but I think he's kind of got a handle on it now. I think
the president is a moron.
I think he's got a handle on it now.
Wasn't it him that 2 weeks ago says, "Oh, it's not a big deal, and one day it's just going to go away." Then he blamed it on the Democrats. He said he blamed the Democrats on the whole, the Democrats and the media for blowing up this and trying to get him out of office or something stupid. And now he declared a state of emergency.
Okay.
Now he declares a state of emergency.
Yeah.
All right, well, which is it? Is it not a big deal or is it a big deal? You tell me. You're the one that said it wasn't a big deal. You're an idiot.
Well, at first we didn't think it was a big deal either. I mean, we were saying that they're blowing,
I'm not leading the country. You know what I'm saying?
But
I can be as irresponsible as I want.
But again, going back to what I said earlier, you're gonna continue to change your opinion when more information comes in. So
right.
It was easy. It was about a month. When it first started, it was easy for him to do that. I'm not trying to defend him on FNM. Just
right.
I'm being objective. So
right. I'm not. So, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just trying to.
No, I get you.
I kind of heard what he was saying yesterday. He's got some good things in place. He's you know, people that have kids at home, and they can't work. He's gonna make sure they get paid and stuff like that. And he's gonna stop travel to China. And he's gonna limit the travel here. And he's really on top of it now. And he's you know, not trying to tell people, you know, he likes what the sports leagues are doing and stuff like that. So I think he's got a handle on it because there hasn't been a huge amount of fatalities here, and we'll see what happens in the next summer league. I'm just trying to be optimistic about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, I agree. I still think he's a moron, though.
A lot of people do. I mean,
yeah, a lot of people do. Yeah, I'm not the only one, man.
I can't get up on a soapbox and try to defend the president. I can only take one issue at a time.
That's right. So, yeah, man, I'll be honest. I don't know how long boxing is going to be affected by this. I don't know how long. And UFC, Dana White, I saw somebody in the chat said, I think Tony Ferguson versus Khabib is going to be canceled. That fight has got to be cursed. It's got to be cursed. The first fight, Khabib couldn't make weight, had to go to the hospital. Second fight, getting ready to happen the night before or a couple days before, Tony Ferguson's at ESPN Studios, trips on a cable at the studio, messes up his leg, can't fight. This time, it's ready to go. They've got the whole thing, and now coronavirus hits. That fight is cursed.
I'm envisioning that, like, if the fight was going to happen, both guys would be in the cage, and then all of a sudden, like, a flood would happen, and they'd have to leave. Everyone would have to evacuate the arena, and the fight would be canceled. Like, something is always going to stop this fight from happening, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the lights will go out or something. Power will go out in the whole freaking arena. The emergency generators broke, too. I mean, something's going to happen to stop this fight from happening.
Well, Dana White said that he's going to try to get this fight to happen. They're going to look for other venues. And the first thing, you know, the first thing I thought about when they said this and they're going to look for other venues, Memphis. You remember Memphis with the Lennox Lewis fight and how tough it was to get Tyson registered and everything like that? Or, you know, they had no problems with it. And my guess
anybody
is that one of those guys, either Memphis or Alabama or one of those states down there, are going to say, yeah, bring it here. Even though there's nobody there, you know, because they don't make most of their money on the gate. Most of their money is going to be done via pay-per-view and everything like that. So the gate's a very small piece for them.
I would agree.
So they can definitely keep going. Now, small-time boxing shows and stuff, yeah, no, those are done. Those are done for a bit, man. Georgie in the chat just says, Eric, you're changing your tune, huh? You bet.
You got it.
I think you got it now. I'll tell you why, man. Georgie made me a believer. I don't know.
You can't sit there and say, what about when you said this? Because, again, we're still learning, and we're going to continue to learn. So you have to just play it by ear.
Yeah. So Top Rank wants to follow that same mode, I think, is the UFC, where they want to hold fights. You know, if they have to do it in an empty arena, they have to do it, but they want to keep these guys busy. And I don't blame them. I mean, I think it's
I'm not against it either. These guys fight and have no one there, and just have it on pay per view.
I think the biggest casualty in all this was the NCAA tournament. I think that was the biggest casualty in all of it.
Poor kids.
Well, I mean, how big is March Madness?
And it's long.
Huge.
And it's long.
Yes. It's a like whole
a
month.
It's not like the Super Bowl, just one game. It's not like a 4 out of 7 series. This thing is like...
Everybody loves it.
This thing is like almost like our version of the World Cup.
That's a great way to put it. That is an excellent way to put it.
Maybe not as big as the World Cup, but probably the next.
It is here. Right? I'll tell you what, it is here. I mean, that's a perfect parallel right there. It is. I mean, and you know, to rob the Dayton Flyers, who are from Ohio, of their rightful championship.
Dayton Flyers.
Makes... What's wrong with the Dayton Flyers? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
What are they?
To rob them.
What do they rank? What do they rank?
They're ranked like third. Third in the country.
In AAA? Like AAA?
The NCAA. Division one, son. I think so, yeah. They're ranked number third.
You sure they're not ranked 33rd?
No, I'm positive.
They're ranked third?
Yeah, baby.
Wow.
They were favored. I believe they would have won it. A computer simulation done said that the Dayton Flyers would win the tournament. And you got to go with that. So that's why we're Title Town. Everybody else.
Face, make me touch my face.
See, you're touching your face. You're over there touching. You're spreading corona, son. Now you're going to give it to your brother. Probably going to give it to me because I'm right here talking, you know? I mean, you never know.
They were the press was ranking on the president, too, and they were ranking on, like, oh, you were touching the mic. You were... I got to fucking lower it up. How are people going to talk?
Jeez, man.
That's crazy.
That guy, insane. JC says, do I know Sarah J? She's from Ohio. I didn't know she was from Ohio. Isn't she like that porn star or whatever? She was trending like the other day on Twitter, I guess, because she came up something with, I don't know, apparently Obama follows her or something like that. Anyway, she was trending. And I had just heard of her the other day. Apparently she's like some kind of porn star or something like that. But, yeah, she's all the stars are from Ohio, baby. That's how it goes. Because if you're not from Ohio, you're from nowhere anyway.
When you put in Sarah J, right, it says Sarah J, the first line. And the second one in the search engine, it says Sarah J, Barack Obama.
A lot of people he follows her. If you go to her Twitter page or something like that, it says he follows her. Because I didn't know who she was.
So now when you click on Sarah J. Barack Obama, it says, Twitter questions why Barack Obama follows porn star Sarah J. Page 6. Oh, my God.
Why not? Why not?
This is crazy.
Spent a couple hours on her Twitter site the other day, you know?
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Sarah J.
But, you know, like, I don't like how, you know, like, just because you're a porn star doesn't mean you're a bad person. I don't think we should judge people like put them in a box like, oh, they're all bad. Like, I don't subscribe to that, condemning somebody like that.
Would you date a porn star?
Maybe. I mean, you never know.
You would date Ron Jeremy?
No. You asked if I would date them, not if I would marry them.
Would you marry a porn star?
I think I'd get married in general, though.
Nah.
You know, I'm trying to weasel my way out of this one.
Look at you weaseling your way out of it, man. No wonder you like Trump. You're like, he weaseling your way out of things.
I don't know. I think your life should be over just because you're a porn star.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so either. No, I mean, listen, man. They trying to make a living. Who am I, you know? Hey, they're trying to make a living. And it's not like none of you guys watch them, you know?
How would someone know that the president follows Sarah J? But like, how you would have to, like, dig for that. Like, how would you know that?
Because you're a big Sarah J fan. I don't know. Like, I couldn't pick Sarah J out of a lineup, you know? I mean, I could after this weekend, but, like, now, I mean, like, before that, I couldn't pick her out of a lineup.
I wonder if the president – she has 1.1 million followers, too.
Does she really?
Yeah. I wonder if the president still follows her.
Unfriended.
Oh,
unfollow.
I can unfollow her now. Michelle's going to be like, motherfucker.
I wonder if we can get her on the podcast. I think she'd be an interesting guest. She's in Ohio. I mean, you know, hey, why not?
Wow. That's funny.
JC Titletown, baby. Oh, my goodness. Oh, geez. Well, I tell you what. Let's talk about something. And I hate to darken the mood because, you know, we were talking about coronavirus and everything like that. And, you know, and I hate to keep it, you know, I want to lighten it up because I want you guys to kind of forget about that for a little bit. And unfortunately, we can't bring up the mood anymore because of our next topic here. And that is our train wreck of the week. Adrian Broner was once again arrested. Beeb, I, for one, am shocked that he was arrested again. I mean, here's a guy that, you know, listen, man, he's just trying to make his way through life. And the man has got his foot on his throat. The man and the system will not let this guy get a break. Adrian Broner was arrested again. I think it's police profiling, but what do I know? For a DUI in Miami Beach, he was apparently passed out behind the wheel. The cops had to actually shake his car to wake him up. Once they did so, he rolled down the window. The cop had to reach in and put the car in park because he was still in drive. He had no idea where he was, and they arrested him. Fair? Beeb, is that fair?
Wasn't it a DWI, Eric?
Same thing. DUI. I think it was a DUI, actually. It was in Florida.
DUI, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just hate to say it, but I think this guy's got an alcohol problem because.
Oh, what? He can't go out and have a drink to unwind himself?
I think he had issues with this before. Didn't he get stopped for DUI before? Wasn't he drunk before somewhere?
Well,
something like that?
You could argue that he was stopped for a DUI before. But you know what I argue? I argue profiling. That's right. I mean, let me ask you this. What are the odds that he gets pulled over twice for a DUI? Think about that. What are the odds?
Pretty good if you
pretty good if you're an alcoholic.
If you're guilty.
If you're an alcoholic, they're great odds.
What are the odds of getting caught if you go back to the scene of the crime? And you do it twice.
What's wrong with this guy? I mean, for real, like, what is wrong with this guy? I don't get it. I don't get it, man. Somebody tell me here, this guy cannot stay out of his own way. And there was a rumor, I don't know how true it is. Somebody said that he had a baby within 24 hours. He had a baby, I think, the next day or something like that. His wife or his girlfriend or whoever had a baby. And I think he's got like seven or eight kids. It's a high number, man. But I tell you, man, it's just this guy cannot get out of his own way.
He can't stay out of trouble, man.
And I'm going to tell you right now, it's only a matter of time before he loses all that money. And he might have already gone. It might have already blown through it.
Well, let's take this one a step further. At some point, he's going to do something really crazy. He's going to get locked up for a long time. That could happen too, right?
That almost did. Remember when he was in the bowling alley in Ohio when he pulled that gun on that dude?
Yeah, he's
and they put it on video.
So he could be, you know, he could be at the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, a judge is just going to say enough is enough and just going to make an example out of him. You know.
It wouldn't shock me. I tell you what, that wouldn't shock me. And I tell you, you know, the thing is, man, like with AB, I mean, it's conceivable he could just get shot. You know, I mean, he's out there, you know, he's partying with these guys, he's partying with different, you know, listen, and if I recognize Adrian Broner, if I'm like a thug or something like that, and I recognize Adrian Broner, and there's like heat between us, listen, I know I can't box that guy. I'm not going to go outside and beat him up. I know that. You know what I mean? You're going to shoot him. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it gets crazy. Like Low Blow Champ said, runner in these streets, and it gets crazy. He's right. Especially when you're out there, I mean, dealing with the element. You know what I mean? Dealing with the criminal element or whatever. I mean, I just, like I said, man, I don't understand. This guy had a lot of potential. But like I said, you can't make a living off potential. You got to show us something. And he never did that. I don't get it, man. So, yeah, once again, to the surprise of absolutely nobody, he is our train wreck of the week. How about he's our train wreck of the week over the coronavirus? I mean, it just lets you know where he is. I don't get it, Beeb.
Guy, like, you think, like Mike Tyson. Was
sure.
He was, like, manic depressant.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He had a lot of issues. He even went to a hospital here, because we have a lot of we're known for our hospitals here and the mental health as well. We have a lot of good mental health hospitals. And I think he, like Tyson, came here to be evaluated because he's having some issues. And,
yeah,
he's got a lot of things going on, Mike Tyson. He's dealing with a lot of depression, a lot of, you know.
You know, and I don't know. I'm not a, you know, I'm not a psychologist or anything like that. But Bronner, to me, seems to do a lot of self-sabotage. You know what I mean? He seems to sabotage himself.
Passive aggressive behavior from this guy.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking
something's definitely off.
He may need some help.
I think he does need some help. Listen, and this is not the first DUI he's had. As we mentioned.
That's what I'm saying. I thought this was like his second one at least, right?
B, listen, if you told me you got a DUI, you know, if you said, hey, Eric, man, I got a DUI the other night, as your friend, I would say, hey, look, man, you know, you can do what you want, but you may want to consider getting help for this. Because a DUI isn't something that just randomly happens. I mean, how many times have you driven drunk or driven under the influence before you got caught? You know what I mean? There's a lot there, man. That's not your first time. Just like I truly believe it wasn't Errol Spence's first time getting behind a wheel when he had too much drink and he had that big crash.
Great point.
You know? Point. So if this happens to you once, I think you need to come back and reevaluate and say, you know what, man, I got to get a hold of this.
Because if you get caught behind the wheel, under the influence, then that's something that's normal for you. That's something you just normally would do. Like if you,
yeah,
because if you would do that one time, that means that's the norm for you. That's a habit for you. Like,
never happened before. This is my first time ever.
Yeah.
Everybody who ever gets caught, it's always their first time.
You don't just do it one time. Like,
right.
If you drink, if you're a drinker like that, if you drink to the point where you get drunk.
Yeah.
And we've seen Errol Spence at events looking tipsy and stuff. We've seen Bronner looking tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
So we know they drink on a regular basis.
Right.
Especially, you know, at events. Like when it's party time, when there's social gatherings like that, that's party time for them. So,
right.
You know, and Errol Spence was seen at a club, and then he left the club, and then he got in a Ferrari, and that's when it happened. So, you know, who's to say that these guys that have been out partying and see, it's disappointing for me with Errol Spence because he's got kids. Like, both these guys got kids. They're supposed to have, like...
Bronner's got, like, 6 or 7, yeah.
They got a significant other. So, even Floyd, like he didn't drink or anything like that, but he was always out at nightclub parties. You would think, like... Again, I'm not trying to judge anyone, but you would think you get to a certain age and you kind of grow out of all that stuff. Like, I stopped going to clubs when I was, like, 20... Like, I don't know, when I was, like, 25.
Yeah. Could be hard for him to let go, too. You know, he thinks that that's so much a part of his image and this and that. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, it's a crazy thing, man. It really is. All right, let's get to this next story, man, and then we'll go to the phones. Yeah, this one's a wild one, Beep. So there's actually two. I only know of maybe you can shed some light on the other one, but we'll start with this one first. Tyson Fury, cheating. Yeah. Beeb, your boy, cheated. Let me tell you what. It's called red-handed, Beeb.
Well,
red-handed. So let me tell you the story here, because there's two. There's the one I'm going to talk about, and then there's the Glovegate thing.
Yeah, the Glovegate thing. What's that?
It's completely stupid. All right, so let me tell you this. So this article is from the Daily Mail, the UK Daily Mail. So you can take it for what it's worth. We ran it across the news check, and they said that it's there's a lot of fake news coming out of that site and everything, as we know as well. Back in 2015, Tyson Fury tested positive for nandrolone, steroid. There's a 70-year-old farmer out there named Martin Corfoot that states the following: "I feel sick of the lies and deceit. The public needs to know the truth." So he's come out of nowhere. I mean, years later. And said, 5 years later.
Perjured himself, too.
Perjured himself, took money, you know, allegedly took money. Fury's lawyers...
He said he didn't get the money.
That, which is why he's coming back out.
Coming back.
Fury's lawyers at the time, this was back 2015 or whatever, 2016, when they were defending him, stated that Fury was eating boar meat. And uncastrated boar meat. Apparently that's a thing. And there's been scientific evidence published in an academic journal in 2000 that reveals eating tissues of non-castrated male pork might induce some false accusation of the abuse of nandrolone in anti-doping. Fury's team were able to name Carefoot, a farmer and a former butcher, as a regular supplier of the boar meat. Carefoot actually denies the claim and said they promised him 25,000 pounds to keep the story, to keep his side of the story. Carefoot states that he never kept wild boar. That being said, Carefoot lied about this, and he stated that he gave Fury the boar meat. You know, good luck. I tell you what, good luck, guys, getting this one to stick. And the usual suspects this week, Boxing Ego, Barbershop Conversations, as well as many others, were all wetting their pants about this story. I've never seen anything like it. I watched about 5 minutes of the video because that's pretty much all I could take. But they were all, like, seriously, like, wetting their pants over this. They think somehow Fury is going to be banned and that Wilder will get his titles back.
It's not
going to
happen.
I was talking to, let's see here, and I said, you guys, there's no credible sources for this story. None. And the guys who make the videos are not credible sources either. They're completely, it's worse than Fox News. I mean, it's like, it's, or watching MSNBC or CNN. It's all, you ever watch those news shows? They're all slanted one way or the other. And that's kind of what it's like. So give your take on that, Beeb, if you could.
Well, you know, the whole thing about using meat as an excuse for testing positive for steroids or a banned substance, it's very, very, very hard to prove. Now,
yeah.
One thing, if you have a supplement, and you could provide that supplement, you could take that supplement, and you could say, this is what I've been taking, and then you can bring it, and you can have it evaluated, you could have it looked at, or whatever, the supplement that you took. It's easier to find it in a supplement, and that's plausible excuse, more so plausible than meat. How can you prove this? Even if the farmer said these things, there's no way, how would you test the meat? You'd have to have someone eat the meat, and then you'd have to find the boar that actually had. I mean, it's so hard to use as defense because you can't provide evidence. At least with a supplement, you could take the supplement, you could look at the bottle, the lot number, when it was made and everything like that, and then you could have that whole lot, you know, that whole lot number, the pallet that it came off of, to have all those bottles tested, and then you can come up to a conclusion that way. The whole thing with the meat, it's just hard to prove anyways. No, but you can. They cleared him. He was out for 2 years. He was probably going to get suspended anyway, so that's why he had a lot of things going on. You know, again, Tyson Fury's no angel. I love Tyson Fury to death. He's my
and I think he probably took it. I think he probably took the nandrolone. I don't think it was the wild boar.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
He probably took it. Of course he did.
Took it. But again, he paid his price. I mean, he was out for 2 years for it.
Right.
So, I mean, what else do you want? Mauricio Sulaimán, you know.
He came out and said it was fake news.
He said it has nothing to do with his fight with Wilder. He passed his VADA test. It is what it is. Now, whatever what this guy's other guy's motive is, I couldn't even begin to tell you. Here's the thing: is someone paying him to do what he's doing right now? Because why would he perjure himself? And I'm hearing people say, "Well, Fury should have paid the guy. Why should he have paid the guy? Why? Why would you pay the guy and then you create like?" A paper trail for yourself, like, oh, then you know, if you pay him, then there's a transaction. It's not like you're gonna write him a check anyways.
Right.
But again, you know, you don't know who's watching. You don't want to do a transaction because you don't want to incriminate yourself. So people saying, oh, well, like they're assuming that this guy, like a lot of people are riding with this guy's story. They're believing this guy that he was paid off and stuff like that. But if that was the case, then
just
because
it fits their narrative, you know, I mean,
exactly. Like, why
that's
would
it.
He wait? Why would he wait 5 years? Okay, and why would he risk going to jail? If his story checks out to be true, this guy's going away for 5 years. That's perjury.
Yeah,
he's going to jail for that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like in the UK, but yeah, around here,
it's about 5 years.
Yeah, that ain't good.
Perjury. And then you got to pay a fine over here. You go away for 5 years, And then you got to pay $25,000 to $50,000 fine anyway. So what is this guy's motive? The only thing I can come up with is someone paying him to do this. Someone putting him up to this. I can't say that for sure. But what is his upside for doing this, waiting 5 years, putting himself at risk to go to jail, and then the fine that he then if he does collect him the $25,000, right? If he was to collect the $25,000, is it worth going to jail for 5 years? Number one, and is it worth having to use that $25,000 to pay for your fine? So, I don't understand it. You know, UConn is investigating the story, but I honestly
players.
Don't think nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's
going to
happen. Who cares?
I don't think anything's going to come of it. And the guy did his time. The guy did his time. He was out for, what, 2.5? They were going to suspend him. He paid the price. I'm not here to defend him. Did he use nandrolone back in 2015? Yeah, probably did. It's in his system. It's in his system. I'm not one to go along with the meat excuse. Tainted supplement? Yeah, because show me the supplement. Show me. I can read the bottle that you took it from. Get the lot number, the date, everything, and then we can go test it.
Yep.
Well, how are we going to test the meat? We already ate it. It's gone. So what else can we do? Are we going to start killing boars? And then we're going to ingest them ourselves? And then we're going to test that? Like how can you prove that?
It's such a lame excuse.
It's hard. It's almost impossible to use that meat excuse and come up with some evidence to prove it.
It's so lame.
Now the supplements again. They work, but the supplements a different story. So that's the thing.
Kristen Leacock, thank you so much. He said Eric's been doing his wild boar research. Yes, I have. Absolutely have. There you go. Tiny Tim also said that, let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, he wasn't cleared. It was a time serve agreement.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, either way. I mean, it's still,
I mean.
You're off,
like,
you know what I mean?
He did his time. What else do you want him to do now? What else now? Like, it seems to me that they weren't going to ride, they weren't going to accept that wild boar excuse anyway, so, like, what gives now? Like,
Claudio Monreal says boar meat sounds nasty. It's pig. You eat bacon?
I would think boar meat would be good.
I think it'd be awesome, I would taste it, yeah.
I would eat it.
Bacon, yeah, pork chops, whatever.
Is it a bit gamey? Is it gamey? Like, was it like lamb almost? I wouldn't eat it then if it's gamey.
You know what, though? If it's gamey, you know, I wonder, what you do is you take the meat and you soak it in salt water.
Yeah.
And you have to soak it for 24 hours.
You cure it.
See it come out. You see it goes in pink or whatever. You see it come out. You can see because it draws the blood out.
Yeah.
And it takes that gaminess right out. And so you're actually tasting the meat.
Eric, yes, Mike. Yes, Mike.
There you go, man.
That's my guy.
So if you do have meat and it tastes gamey, that's probably what you did or didn't do.
Tyson Fury being guilty of taking the nandrolone, I think he was.
Yeah,
and
he was
and,
too.
And he did his time.
Back in 2015.
And he did his time, and he just passed the VADA test. And even if UConn does suspend them, I don't think that.
I don't know that I hold any weight.
I don't think it's going to happen.
No.
Number one, but even if they did do it, he fights in the States now anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't understand like the clickbait videos out there, you know. They were like celebrating that this farmer came out, you know, and I'm like, this is back in 2015. What's wrong with you guys? But and then there was another one. And I didn't see, maybe you saw it, about how they said Fury was cheating in the first one where they were adjusting the gloves.
Yeah, I've seen all that stupid stuff. And again, in the first fight, the glove was loose. He even was trying to push his hand back in it. He even went to Jack Reese and pointed, hey, this glove, something's wrong with my glove. That's fine. But what does that have to do with the second fight?
Second fight, he was knocked out. Second fight, your boy was knocked out.
And then they did a video at the Mayweather Boxing Club. Everyone put their glove in that way and had their fist in the wrist, and they were hitting the bag, and they were like, and then they were being asked, does this feel normal to you? Do you feel like you have more? Everyone was like, hell no. If I fought like this, I would probably break my wrist. This would hurt me more than it would hurt my opponent.
Right.
So again, like, you know, these guys. that are making these videos.
They can't be that naive.
They're doing it. I told you why they're doing it. They're
clickbait.
Doing it because they have a cult following, and they do it for money. I don't hate to say this. I'm going to fucking say it. Excuse my language. They're pimping themselves.
How dare you?
They're pimping themselves. That's
Stop
what they're
it.
Doing. They're pimping
They got
themselves.
A family, babe. Stop it.
They're pimping themselves.
Oh, my
they're
God.
They're pimping ashamed of them.
Oh, my God.
These guys are pimping themselves.
How dare you?
They're all snake oil salesmen. These are the guys that are on the corner selling you a fake Rolex that's worth $10 and they're trying to sell you for $250. That's what these guys are doing.
Those Rolexes are fake? Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, bro.
It's insane. Yeah, the glove gate is the funniest to me. And I said, you know, I think Marcus from Ohio runs boxing. I was texting him, like, on Facebook last night or whatever. He was coming because he put this thing down. He was like, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater. It'll always come to light, blah, blah, blah. And he showed this video, and I'm like, do you guys have any, like, credible sources on this? And he was like, well, it's part of the new media. They're going to expose this. This is why the media is – new media is good. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. I said, nah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know about that
one. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen.
We're talking about the second fight here. You guys are looking at 2015, what he did when he was a teenager. You know what this is like? You know what this is like? It reminds me of the whole impeachment thing, where they're just trying to fit things together just to try to oust somebody. And they don't really have a solid case.
This was like the Jack Kavanaugh thing. They went back to his fucking – the guy's like 50
right.
years old, and they went back to his freaking high school years to try to –
Because he said he liked beer. I mean, yeah, exactly, you know.
What are they going to do now? Like, what are they going to go back? Oh, Tyson Fury, when he was in middle school, he pulled a girl's pigtail. He should be freaking banned.
Right.
Like, what are they looking for?
Crazy, man.
Hey, listen, I love the guy. I love the guy. He's my favorite fighter. I love the guy. I just love the guy as a person. I love his story. But he's done things wrong before. He'll be the first to tell you. He's
sure.
not an angel.
Sure.
He's not an angel. I think that he got that from eating wild boar meat? No, I think he took the shit. I think he took the shit. You know? Do I think that he should be the lineal champ after he retires for 2 years and comes back? No.
And
no.
He's not.
No.
You know?
So, like, as much as I like the guy, when I give an opinion on him, it's an objective opinion. I'm not like these other guys. I'm not going to make excuses for him. The Nandrolone probably took it.
Yeah, of course he did. Of course
took
he did.
It. Did yeah. the system? Guilty. Nothing you
for
can do about
sure.
that. Show me the supplement that's in it. That's your only defense. That's your only defense. The meat thing? No.
No.
I'm not buying it. Did he binge on cocaine? Was he have alcohol problems? Did he eat himself out of the heavyweight division? Was he probably going to get suspended even if he didn't retire anyways? Yeah. Yeah. UCAD was probably going to put him on a
yeah.
two-year ban anyways. So he had all this shit going on and along with the depression, and that probably pushed him over the edge too. You know, he says that, you know, I became champion. It was too much pressure to become champion. I felt like I had nothing else to accomplish. Okay, that could be a piece of it, but what about all this other shit you had swirling around going on with the UCAD stuff going on behind your back and the frustration of you getting one of your belts stripped? It's a lot of shit that was going on all at once for him. And to sit there and say it was just one thing that pushed him over the edge that made him want to stop fighting, regardless, if he didn't take that hiatus, he was most likely going to get suspended by UCAD anyway.
Right.
There was no way of getting around it. He was gonna lose time off his boxing career regardless. There's nothing he was gonna be able to do about it. And a lot of it and it was his fault. It was his fault. No one and he's never said, oh, this one was against me, that one was against me. He never made any excuses. He always blamed himself for the things he did wrong, except for the boy made excuse.
Right. Yeah, Earthquake says the glove thing is nonsense. It is.
It is nonsense.
It's ridiculous, you
it
know.
It is nonsense.
And this is nonsense, too. I mean, you got a guy, and how are you going to make this stick? How would you even possibly get to put a case together here 5 years ago?
And he already lost out on 2.5 years of his boxing career. He paid the price for what he did.
Right. And then you could say, well, why does a farmer have to lie? Money. He wants money.
Maybe someone else is paying him to lie. You don't know what's going on.
You just know that the guy is not credible because
he
already
perjured
himself.
Why would he perjure himself?
Right.
Why would he risk going to jail and paying a fine? What is that $25,000 going to do him in jail?
Right.
And when he has to pay the fine with it, and it's probably going to be gone after he pays the fine.
Right.
What is the benefit?
I don't get it, man.
What is the benefit?
It's crazy.
I just don't understand. The only thing I could come up paying him to do this now.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't have sat on this for 5 years.
Oh. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. 516. 516, you're live.
Jesse Reekin in the house.
What's going
What's
on,
up,
baby?
Eric?
You want me to send some cash down there? Are you working right now? Did they shut you down? You want me to send some Beeb Industries cash down there?
Beeb Industries cash?
Beeb, hold on. Yo, Beeb, shut up, Beeb. Hold on. I got something to say.
Yeah, Beeb, shut up.
Eric, for the first time in your
Beeb to shut up, and the Beeb brought you on here. That's disrespectful.
Beeb to shut up. You don't
disrespectful.
The reason why I did it is because the first time I've been listening to the show, Eric is right over Beeb on something. The president
That's
is
right,
a moron.
All the time. You got to listen to this all the time, son. I am right over Beeb constantly. Constantly.
Beeb, do not defend that guy. Do not.
Yeah, Beeb.
Beeb knows I love him, bro.
Telling your big brother to shut up like that. No.
Yo, hold on.
Yeah.
Beeb, I love you, and I appreciate last Sunday. You know what I'm talking about. Freaking.
I know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm here for you.
I bet now, Olari, I bet, can I talk MMA here? I just won $500 on the Olari fight over Kevin Lee. You know what? It was kind of a dumb bet. Somebody just told me, yeah, I'll bet the underdog on that fight. I don't know the both of them. I was like, okay, that's a good idea. And I bet $500 on them, and I won $580. So
that guy was a good fighter, too. I knew they going in. I can't remember that guy's name to save my life, man. I know they call him the
Charles
Cowboy. Charles Oliveira. That's who it was. The Cowboy. Charles Oliveira. Yeah. And I knew he was good coming in, but I didn't think he was going to beat Kevin Lee, man. Turns out, yeah. He put it on him, man.
Well, I just had a tip to do it, and I just went balls out. And it paid off, you know. So I was like, I was so happy. I mean, that whole event was so weird, but it was so good to actually – see sports, because I don't know next time we'll see that again. You know, but yeah.
I don't know. It's it's a little surreal, man. That's for sure.
Did you get a chance to see the fight? It was actually a pretty good fight.
Yeah. The you talking about the UFC?
Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah, Kevin
it
Lee,
was
I'm a big
good.
Fan of both of those guys, man. I thought I thought Kevin Lee was going to get him. But, man, Charles Oliveira is tough, man. He's just a really solid, solid fighter.
Charles Oliveira.
Comes out there with the cowboy hat on. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny. I noticed this about MMA more than boxing. If you're like... The underdogs are usually win if it's like a small, like if it's a 150 to 100 to a straight even fight, no?
Can I ask you a question, though? Whenever you watch an MMA fight, right, you never see a line where one guy's fighting another guy that one guy's a minus 10,000. Over, like,
not in the UFC, you don't. You don't.
An underdog in the UFC is usually like at the most, maybe maybe 4-1.
Yeah.
In boxing, you got guys going
20 to 1. Right.
On average. And that's why you have a better chance of winning an MMA bet when you pick the underdog, because like 3-1.
Well, Holly Holmes was 9-1.
4-1, 3-1.
No, Holly Holmes was 9-1.
Holly Holmes.
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. I don't even think she was 9. Was she even 9-1? I think she was like 6-1, to be honest.
No, she was 9-1. When did she beat Ronda Rousey?
You sure? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. 100% positive.
But you know that's
I'm sure.
But even still, that's not 20-1, is it? And that's an anomaly. You know, John Jones's last fight, he was only like a 4-1. He's only a 4-1 favorite. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, against that one dude.
But Eric, you spoke on something that was wrong too.
What's
the
that?
Khabib fight is not canceled. It's postponed.
I didn't say it was. No, I didn't say it was. I said they're going to – it's canceled. They wanted to move that to the – they wanted to move it, or they said they were talking about moving the fights. But they can't move it to New York because there's no combat sports, and they can't move it to Vegas because there's no combat sports. So, but he said that they –
I mean, unless
they're
it's canceled later, but I just put three – after I won my 500 yesterday, I put 300 on Tony Ferguson. I don't know why I did it for me, man.
What are you doing, Rican?
I'm trying to come out 200 to the good.
You know what I'm doing?
From his last
I'm trying to win 660, bro. That's what I'm trying to do.
You think Ferguson's going to beat? Well, you know what?
That's a fight I would stay away from,
you know,
man. As far as betting on them, that fight is close.
Ferguson does have a shot in that fight.
Ferguson's got a very good shot in that fight.
That's what I'm saying. So if he has a shot, why not take it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially with those
odds.
You know, Reek, I retract my last statement, Reek. You go get yours, brother. You go get yours.
You go get yours. I'm going to win. If I
can
win,
I'll
win 660.
Can we get a battle rap first? Can we get a battle rap first?
Yeah, give me a battle rap. Give me a battle rap.
Can we get a battle rap first?
Yeah. Steve said you were whack last week, but I didn't.
No, he's not whack.
That's what you told me. That's what he told me off air, but I don't know, man.
Don't do that.
That's my I didn't do anything. I'm just Steve.
He said I was weak. That was coming from B? Bro, that's a dweeb. I said, bro, come on, man. I call in every day like a resident. This guy's saying that we don't have a moron as a president, which is true. So he wants to be like Trump. You know what, B? I'm going to do you like last night. Kevin Lee got done and put you in the trunk. I don't know. That was corny or whatever.
That was good. That was good, Reek.
That was
good.
That was good off the top.
Man, he dissed you freestyle, Beeb.
We like that.
He was killing you, Beeb. Killing you freestyle. Killing you. Give him a freestyle, Beeb.
Come on, bro. Come on, baby.
I can't dose
Five figures of death. Do it.
I can't dose Rican.
Come on. Best rapper in the U.S. Go ahead. Go.
I can't dose Rican.
Come
on. I don't know.
Oh, wow. So you're saying you could just run right through him. It wouldn't even be a challenge.
I don't want to dose him.
No, hold on.
Oh,
hold on.
Wow.
I will say this. I will say this. Beef does have mad information on me. If he wanted to, he would roast me. If he wanted to. But I trust him not to.
I don't want to. If I go, I'll hurt him, man. I'll hurt him. He knows
MB said, "Don't give up on the day job, son."
Well, that was corny. You put me on the spot, bro. That was corny.
It was all right.
That was thumbs up. I didn't
that
say
that. Thumbs up, man. I can't hate on that.
Yo, can I ask you guys one question? Best fight of all time. Since the
best fight of all time
is going on.
Mm-hmm. All right. The best fight I've ever seen. I'm gonna tell you right now. The best fight I have ever seen. This is just me, my personal. The best fight I have ever seen. I've watched this fight over 100 times. Meldrick Taylor, Julio Cesar Chavez won. The best fight I've ever seen.
Who do you have winning?
Melvin Taylor was winning that fight.
Do you agree with the stoppage?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay.
He couldn't answer him. He could not answer Richard Steele. And given the fact that he couldn't answer Richard Steele, that's why the fight was stopped. Whether he want to blame the corner for hopping up on the apron, which was a disqualification anyway, but if you want to blame the corner for hopping up on the apron,
I've
that's one thing.
Buddy
but he could
McGirt,
not answer
and
him.
Buddy McGirt says that Richard Steele made the right call.
Yeah, I think he absolutely made the right call. Absolutely made the right call.
I think the best fight I've ever seen was Castillo Morales.
It was a good fight, too. I remember Joe Goosen in the 10th round shoving that mouthpiece in Castillo's mouth, or Corrales' mouth, and saying, well, you better go knock him out now, because he just got knocked down.
Mine was Juan Ma versus
Pacquiao.
Like
that animated.
Mine was Juan Ma versus Pacquiao 1.
That was a good fight, too. That was a very good fight.
It just came out of Rocky movie. He gets knocked out 3 times. Hold on. And then the announcer.
Crazy thing is, those guys produced 4 great fights.
Yeah. Every one of them
yeah.
Every one of those fights were great.
Yeah.
Every one of those fights were classics.
Earthquake said his favorite fight ever was Sugar Ray Robinson versus Roberto Duran 1.
Sugar Ray Leonard. He said Sugar Ray Leonard.
Hey, look, he's got it written down, says Robinson. I'm going to say Robinson. I'm only reading what he wrote.
Just Leonard.
Nah, look at the screen. It says Robinson. Earthquake, Sugar Ray Robinson.
Then he changed it.
I don't see it.
Well, he put Sugar Ray Robinson versus Earthquake. He retracted it.
Still on screen, son. It ain't going nowhere.
Oh, wow. You blasted it.
But hold on. I know this is not an MMA show. But you guys were agreeing with my Tony Ferguson pick?
No, to me that fight's a lot like the Fury Wilder second fight where it's too close to call, man. I wouldn't lay any money down on it. I mean, that fight could really go either way.
But if it's
Khabib, let me tell you what.
Oh, by the way,
if Khabib gets him down,
Brian never paid me my extra $75. So Brian, you're still out there for that. But go ahead.
I don't get that whole thing. Like it's not like you're financing a car and shit. Like, why has he got to pay you when he's done? It's only 20. Like $200.
Maybe it's a lot of money to him. Like, $200 is a lot of money to me. I mean, you know.
$200, bro.
Hey, not everybody owns Beeb Industries. I'll tell you that.
$200, bro. Come on, man.
Alexander
Yo,
Wilson, thank you so much.
Yet?
He said his favorite, Trinidad versus Vargas.
He's back on hiatus again. He knows he can't come up with the full amount.
He was in the chat just a little while ago. What are you talking about?
He was not.
He was. Cali King, wasn't it? Isn't he Cali King?
Oh, but he busted out of it.
How old was you?
As soon as Rican got on the phone, he busted out of it. He ran. You don't want to mess with Jesse Rican, man. Can't mess with Jesse Rican.
Come to give him my 75.
Earthquake, thank you so much. He says, you got me here. Great show. Thank you so much, my man. Let's see here.
I can't believe you would do that to Earthquake. Put him on blast like that.
I did. That's what he wrote. That's what he wrote.
It was a typo.
The whole name?
Yo,
a typo was
Brian,
like one letter, man. What do you mean the whole name?
Yo, Brian, I want the extra 75. I ain't going to let you slide till you give me the extra 75.
Oh, wow.
He's going to send down freaking Carlito.
Carlito?
Sending Carlito and the crew down there.
All right, Jesse, man, we're going to get running, man. Thanks for calling. Yeah, he's going to send his crew down there, man. Over $75, he's going to break somebody's head, boy.
He's going to get fresh crew down there.
Jesse ain't playing. He ain't playing, man. He ain't playing. He's
playing, man.
He's getting some pipe-hitting guys to go down there. Best fantasy fight. Sogo wants to know the best fantasy fight. And then somebody said Mayweather versus Pernell Whitaker. You know, we ran that show on our fantasy fights. It was the one fantasy fight out of all the ones we did. Because, again, like we do it on, you know, the computer program or whatever, or run the simulation. And we run it like 100 times. So whoever gets, you know, the most gets it. The only one ever came out even. It came out even.
Which one? Pernell Whitaker versus who?
Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather, Pernell Whitaker came out even.
How'd that come out? Oh, when you put it in the computer.
Yeah, when you put it in the computer, it came out even 100 times, yeah.
When you put Tommy Hearns versus Sugar Ray Robinson, how'd that come out? Who won that?
Sugar Ray Leonard or Sugar Ray Robinson?
Sugar Ray Robinson. Did you beat Sugar Ray?
I can't remember. That one does stick out in my mind, though, you know, that it was a draw, you know, because it was like we did it like 100 times.
You know what the amazing thing about Robinson's career?
Mm.
He fought 199 fights, only stopped once, and that was because of the heat exhaustion fight.
Against the light heavyweight. Okay. Yeah, Maxim.
Yeah. What a chin that guy must have had.
Yeah, I mean.
And 199 fights, it's only been stopped once.
Yeah, that's insane, man. That's a lot of fights, a lot of fights. You don't ever see that anymore. You'll never see that again. Never see that again. You'll never see the Chavez record again. 80 fights, you know, like 80 or 100 fights or whatever. You'll never see that again.
I don't think guys will ever fight that much like that anymore. Like, I don't think guys, like, even, you just won't see it anymore. Like, guys with 100 fights.
Nah.
80 fights, you're just not going to see it.
Nah, you won't see that anymore. And you know, with Chavez, the reason I really like Chavez is that he went back to Mexico for a lot of, like, tune-up fights.
Yeah.
So even when he was, like, 60-0 or 50-0, you know, he'd go down there and fight a guy like a tune-up guy, I mean, who didn't have a great record or whatever.
That's throwback. That's what they did back in the old days.
Like, yeah.
Like, win a title, Sugar Robinson win the title, and then he had, like, a couple non-title fights.
But he knew all his big fights were going to be in the U.S., they weren't going to be in Mexico. So he'd always go back there for the people, and he'd have to fight. I mean, he couldn't fight anybody big down there because they couldn't cash in on it.
Yeah.
So he'd fight a tune-up fight that wouldn't even be televised.
Yeah.
And, you know, before you know it, he's like, you know, he had a lot of, you know. But I think that was, you know, and everybody accuses him of fighting, like, you know, bums and everything like that, which is nonsense because chances are you couldn't beat the opposition. But the thing is, like, he would go back there for the fans. Because they loved him. He was bigger than Michael Jordan down there. I mean, people love that guy. He's like Pacquiao in the Philippines, man. Speaking of Pacquiao in the Philippines, I was talking to a guy, Cincinnati Bell, trying to get internet service hooked up at the new studio. And the guy I was talking to him, and I asked him where he was from. And he was like, the Philippines. And I was like, you know Manny Pacquiao? Are you a Manny Pacquiao fan? He was like, oh, of course. Everybody knows that guy on that island.
The
whole country knows him.
I used to work with this girl.
Insane.
Like, when I was working at the nursing home, she was like my diet aid.
Yeah.
And she knew him. Like everybody. He's like a god over there.
Yeah.
He's a god over there. He could do no wrong.
Yeah. I mean, it's insane. It's crazy, man. Let's see what else we got here. Yeah, man, this is a crazy one. Mayweather's former girlfriend was found dead, man. Josie Harris was found unresponsive in her car this week in Las Vegas. Police are treating this as a death investigation, not a homicide investigation.
But they're not releasing any information on how she died.
Well, I mean, you know, she's 40 years old. Harris and Mayweather both have three teenage kids together. I don't want to speculate. I don't want to speculate what it is, but given the climate, given, you know, we've seen stuff like this happen before. It was in her car. Again, man, I don't know what happened. She could have had a heart attack. She could have had a natural cause. I don't know. I know where it points. You know what I mean? You know where it points. I know where it points. Now, was that the case? That I don't know. I don't know. I can't speak, you know. I can't speak to that.
I don't want to speculate on this.
I don't want to speculate on it.
Too sensitive.
She's, yeah, I mean, you know, listen, the only thing we really need to, you know is that there's three kids out there whose mom just passed away. And that's what's sad about it. I mean, you know, as far as, like, how she died, nobody cares. Who cares? All we know is that she's gone. You know what I mean? That's the worst part about it. Yeah, you know, so, yeah. Centurion Son, yeah, I mean, that's possible. But, again, man, that's not really the – you know, I mean, who cares? I mean, the only thing, you know, I don't know. So yeah, man, that's a sad thing, man. I hate to see that kind of stuff going on. Hate to see it. So, I mean, like, you know, and people, Tommy Boxeo had asked me, just change the subject back here a little bit, because we're pretty much, I mean, that's pretty much the news for this week, and there's not a whole lot going on. Tommy Boxeo had asked me, he says, are you guys going to continue to do shows because of the coronavirus and stuff like that and the shutdown and all this other stuff? And, you know, Beeb, I think that, you know, for me anyway, I like doing the shows. So we'll always find something to talk about, I think.
Sure.
So I think we definitely continue. And I think even through the shutdown, I mean, it's not going to last forever. Nothing lasts forever, you know. So, yeah, I've got no problem with doing shows, and we will continue to do shows. We'll talk about boxing. We'll talk about sports. And, you know, again, man, it may be, you know, when we talk about stuff and, you know, even if there's no fights, I mean, we always got topics, man. There's always news happening. There's always, like, we touched on fantasy fights this week. We've touched on, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, that could be a topic in the future. I mean, so we will always talk boxing on here. I mean, you know, we'll never run out of topics. We'll never run out of, you know, things to talk about. That's for sure. So definitely tune in next week and all that other good stuff. And we may, again, do shows during the week and that kind of thing. So hopefully, Beeb, hopefully next week we got the studio set up, the new studio. We will be broadcasting live from the new studio.
Looking forward to the new studio.
Yeah, me too. So, yeah, Beeb Industries, I mean.
We spared no expense for you.
You did not. You did not.
Make sure the contractors put it up the way you wanted it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beeb Industries.
Make sure you were directing them in, you know, the proper way.
I have been involved like you wouldn't believe, Beeb. Let me tell you that.
Be hands-on on your production.
Very hands-on. Very hands-on. And let me tell you guys something. Beeb Industries spared no expense on this brand-new state-of-the-art studio. It's nothing short of incredible. So that's what I can say.
So one last question. What do you think about the Joshua fight and the Wilder Fury rematch? Because those are scheduled to happen in what, July, both of them? Or is Joshua's fight supposed to happen in June, or is it July?
I think it's in June, if I'm
Joshua's
not mistaken.
Fight's in June, and Wilder's is in July.
In July, correct.
Do you think that those fights come off, or you think this should be wrapped up? And also this.
I think they come off. I think they come off. But, you know, a lot of stuff, well, I think we're far enough out that they would probably come off. They're not in training camp even yet, I wouldn't think. You know, the only way it doesn't come off is if there's like an all-out shutdown, like Italy, you know, and it's in the U.K. and they shut the U.K. down.
Italy just handled it so poorly. They were still traveling.
We handled it worse than Italy.
They were still going to China, and they were still doing all.
We've handled it worse. Did you see our airports last night when they tried to let people in? I guess people were coming back from the Dallas-Fort Worth and O'Hare in Chicago. Mass people. I mean, just a massive amount of people in one space. That's
crazy.
I mean,
we had a young girl who interned for us at the city. She went to Italy for 2 weeks and they quarantined, and when she came back, she didn't have it.
Where did she go?
She went to Italy.
And they quarantined her when she got back?
When she got back, yeah.
Well, that's protocol now because
2 weeks, but she didn't have it. She was
so check this out. So my sister-in-law was set to go, I think, to St. Thomas or something like that. And they wound up not going just, you know, based on the climate and everything.
Just canceling
their trips. Yeah, it just makes sense.
It makes sense
to be safe, you know. But anywho, they were, she was going to St. Thomas, and, you know, she's a doctor. And when she, you know, they told her, they said, if you come back, you know, when you come back, when you get back, you have to put yourself in self-quarantine for 2 weeks. So you can't see any patients. Now you can't resume work. You have to just – and, I mean, it makes sense. I get it. But, yeah, I mean, it's nutty, man. It is – it's probably like – I mean, you know, I'm 46. You're 50. We're both pretty much – I mean, we're about the same age. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen anything like this in your life? I have never seen or heard anything like this in my life.
The big thing with this is the fear of the unknown.
Sure. That's a big one. It's a big one, yeah.
When you see a potential problem, you don't really have.
Yeah.
We only have a Band-Aid. There's an old saying that you don't use a permanent solution for a temporary problem.
Right.
Well, this may be a temporary problem, but the problem is we don't know how temporary this is.
Yeah.
So.
You know.
There is no permanent solution.
There was a doctor. Yeah, there was a doctor coming out. This was during the presser today in Ohio. A doctor came out, and she was saying that, you know, kids, I mean, like, so far it's been like kids haven't been carriers, or kids have been carriers, but they haven't really been getting it. And now it seems like kids are starting to get it or something like that. I don't know. But she said that, like, kids can actually, you know, get this. And
I heard kids weren't getting it.
I heard the same thing.
I heard they weren't getting it at all.
Yeah. And so, there's a ton of misinformation out there. I don't know if they do or not. I have no clue.
He's curious.
I'm not a doctor, man. I don't know anything about this.
I just find it bizarre how that guy came back and only gave it to one other player. He didn't get it.
Well, did he? Because the thing is, that's the other
he
thing,
may,
too.
Yeah, we still don't, but again,
we don't know.
And Charles Barkley, I guess he was getting tested for it, too, because he said he wasn't feeling well. So he was suspecting that maybe he may have it. I don't know. But he's kind of quarantined right now, too.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Let's see what happens.
All right, let's go to the phones here. From Rikers, 508, Georgie. Live.
Hey, yo! What's happening, people?
What's happening?
You have it, Georgie?
I heard you guys changing your tune real quick. Took a couple weeks, but... First of all...
It took us a couple weeks.
Georgie, this is the time to come together.
Right.
I guess so, yeah.
Sounds like you're dividing.
It's not a time to be pointing fingers and fighting.
Let's put some facts on the table.
Right.
Nah, man, ain't
right,
time
right.
for that. It's time to put some fucking facts on the table. First and foremost, AB ain't got shit on the coronavirus. That motherfucker going to go undefeated. The whole notion that kids don't get it, that certain group of age, and this and that, that's all bullshit. Number one. Number two, by the time you guys realize how bad this motherfucking shit it is, this shit already mutated. So the strength that we got right now, the tests that they're making, ain't going to get nobody positive. First of all, they're not even making the test. The first batch of tests that they got, it was fucked up. Why? Because it's already mutated. So they couldn't test nobody. That shit didn't work. And this shit gonna keep mutating. So by the time they get the vaccine for this shit, then you gotta get the vaccine for all the fucking mutation, and so on and so forth. And where this shit going, baby? We're going to cashless society. They taking the paper out. Everybody getting taxed. Straight up digital. No more that paper shit. That's what they're coming for. So anybody out there saying that this is a hoax? This is not a hoax. This is as real as it gets. And the purpose, that's the purpose at the end. Final control. Pass the bio act, like they pass the Patriot Act and take your rights away. And down the fucking rabbit hole we go. That being said, the WBC master talking about how people overreacting and he wants you to go to the fucking events and shit. So that's what the fuck we get from these mafias. Greed. Willing to let you fucking die for them to make a few dollars. Are you guys following me here? Are you guys on call? We all got to be on call here. What's your thoughts, Terry? What's your thoughts?
You know, it's funny. You called it 2 weeks ago, and that's what I was talking about. I said, you know, it's like 2 weeks, and now we're like under quarantine. You know, that's what's nuts. I think that's what's crazy about the whole thing is, like, schools are closed in Ohio. Restaurants are closed. Bars are closed. Everything is shut down.
George, you're going to work
now? It doesn't surprise me from you, Eric.
You guys
Eric,
make
the
like
first thing you
got
to know, Eric, the first thing you got to come, you got to come to fucking terms, and you got to realize, and that your sister, the doctor, she don't love you.
Huh?
Do you hear it? Your sister, that is the doctor, she doesn't love you. She wants you
to die.
Well,
that's probably true. Well, that's probably true.
You
know,
no, there is no way that she's a doctor and she's telling these men not to to take it easy. Like 2 weeks from now, there is no way a doctor having a doctor degree can tell you that this is shitty, the same as the flu.
You mean a
there's
medical
no
degree?
Way.
I don't.
Yeah, a medical degree. As somebody who allegedly started this thing. Maybe I'm not expert, but as soon as you see the numbers and the way this shit was fucking, Doggy, it's common sense. As soon as you see the numbers and the bullshit numbers that we got from China, that's all bullshit, starting from there. But from the leader that they let you know, as soon as you see that shit like a month ago, it was fucking, you could see the pandemic coming. There was not stopping it whatsoever. And there is no stopping it now either. Don't think that these motherfuckers are going to do anything. But people don't check the numbers. They don't check. For some reason, fucking important shit like this, they don't check it. They just like to argue. Dude, listen, I ain't going nowhere. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. I'm self-quarantining. And that's the best you can fucking do at this point. That's it. Don't go to no boxing event. Pay the pay-per-view if you want to pay the shit. And that's that. We're going to have a bumpy ride for at least. Dude, it could be the whole year, dog. You know that, right?
You know what? I tell you what. You know what's funny is that as much as I want to disagree with Georgie, he was right 2 weeks ago. So I don't know if this is the case of, you know, busted clock being right twice
talk,
a day.
Talk to your sister.
I don't know.
Talk to your sister about the boomer effect.
Why you mentioning my sister? How about that?
Because she's the one putting this shit in your brain and somebody got to check her, and that will be you. Tell her to talk to you about the boomerang effect. What is the boomerang
right,
effect?
Well, I'll see her tomorrow, and I'll check her tomorrow. How about that?
Yeah, well,
something as horrible as this. Though. You have to write about something that's good. You have to write about something that's horrible.
Maybe this is the reality. You guys slipping
by. I've heard of jailhouse lawyers before, but never jailhouse medics. I don't know.
Eric, you should be more clear than anybody here. You're the oldest. You're a walking target,
nigga.
Oh, yeah.
How am I the oldest?
I'm the oldest.
Joe's the oldest.
How are you, Eric?
Yeah. Huh?
Yeah,
I'm 46, son.
I'm 50.
Were you from Cuba? Mr. Ortiz, is your last name? Mr. Ortiz.
That's how I do.
What kind of precautions are they using at Rikers? Are they allowing you guys to wash your hands as much as you need to?
Listen, I'm a smoker. I'm on the list. Anybody over 44, you rate a survivor decrease because the older you are, the more beat up your fucking your lungs are. And even that don't even matter because I've seen this doctor in New York. This motherfucker was the runner, never smoked, healthy as fuck, with a collapsed lung, and the other lung was fucking pneumonia. Dude didn't even know he wouldn't survive the fucking night, bro.
Okay.
Healthy motherfuckers. Imagine motherfucker who smoked all their life like myself, and you know what I'm saying?
You smoke, Georgie?
Rap. Nigga, I smoked since I'm 11 years old.
That's wrong. Shouldn't be smoking.
You're a bigger target than I am.
I'm a huge target. What, you think I'm freaking the fuck out?
Yeah.
Gotta care about your
freaking
life.
The fuck out for
that's
a reason,
right,
bro. Well, let's leave that shit alone. Mm. Let's leave that shit alone. Let's talk about Fury a little bit, man. Listen, Fury be cheating since the longest.
Are you calling the Weinstein Turner phone?
What? Don't block my shit. Stop it.
I'm asking questions, man. I'm asking questions. I'm interested.
Just let a nigga burn, bro. Listen, Fury. Yo, listen. Fury be cheating for a minute. But the whole shit about the whole Glock situation, could it be, could not be true, this and that. Guess what? I don't give a fuck he cheated. Because guess what? People get cheated in the daily all the time. And he won't be the first and the last one. So we're going to talk about cheating, bro. We got to take out like half of the fucking stuff that we got. Canary's a junkie. Pac is another junkie. We got junkies all over this bitch. That's what we do on boxing. Mafias and junkies. That's what you see in the dictionary when you look for the word boxing. Mafias and junkies. What we're dealing with, bro. Nothing new under the sky. Well, I got to go. Shout out to the UK. Shout out to the world. Shout out to everybody in quarantine. Pack your food. Get your fireworks. Be safe.
Shout out to Rikers. Shout out to all your people in Rikers.
That's right. That's right. It's people in Rikers.
Let me burn.
He's only been burning for like 5 minutes. Yeah, let me go.
Let me burn.
Oh, my goodness. 818. You're live.
Hello?
818, you're live, yes.
Yes, you know what? I just wanted to just kind of bring up a point, see what you guys think. Wouldn't this be the perfect time to bring up, the subscriber-based, like, Dazen and ESPN Plus right now that, if they continued the shows, the ones that got canceled, without any audience, wouldn't that possibly bring any subscribers? I was thinking about that, and I'm like, well, now that there's not much we can do, you can't go and attend the fights, but, I mean, wouldn't this be the perfect time to kind of make a push for that?
It is the best time to make a push for that. And I'll be honest with you, I hadn't even thought about that. But this, I tell you what, this is the best time, especially now, because you can put on those fights from anywhere. It doesn't have to be, you know, I mean, and depending, like I said, bigger shows like Canelo, I mean, those shows can go on, you know, because they don't worry as much about the gate as, like, the bigger pay-per-view show. Like, the pay-per-view is where the money comes from. So, and, like, with DAZN and subscriptions and everything like that, this is the only place where you can watch boxing or ESPN Plus, you know. Absolutely. And Bob Arum, they were going to do this, I guess, on Friday, and he said that they couldn't get enough tests for the fighters, so they didn't do it. But, yeah, man, I think that if they play it right, this could change a lot of things. This really could. This could change a lot of things in your daily life, especially with work and stuff like that. But, I mean, this could actually change boxing. This could really bring those, companies like DAZN and ESPN Plus almost leapfrogging people to the forefront. I mean, it really could if they play it the right way. Now, whether that's going to happen or not, that I couldn't tell you. But
I
agree with you 100%. I think you're right on.
I think the UFC did a card like that. They streamed it, but there wasn't any audience. So I was thinking to myself, why the New York City card didn't go through? And then, I mean, with the Virgil Ortiz fight and things like that over here in California that got canceled, in my eyes, I was like, that's just the perfect opportunity for them to make a push on DAZN and things like that. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up, man. My name is Carlos. I usually listen to you guys. Keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, thank you so much, Carlos. We appreciate
it, man.
Thank
you, Carlos.
Very good call, man. Thanks
for calling in, sir.
Look at that. Brand new. Listens to us all the time. I love it.
I love it, Beeb.
I love first-time callers. Love it. I think he brings up a great point. I really do. I think that's a great point. If, and I tell you what, you know, the other thing is, what about the UFC and all this? I mean, they could get bigger than anybody right now. Because Dana White is saying, we're going to put the fights on, period. That's end of story. That's going to happen, you know. And he'll find a spot. I mean, like I said, I mean, they can go to Memphis. They can go to somewhere, Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, wherever. you know, and put this on. I mean, they you know, they'll find a spot. And I tell you what, if they're the only sports game going on, that could be a big deal, Beam. That's a huge deal.
No, I never thought of that. That was a great point.
It really was.
If everything shut down and the sports are still going strong, wow.
You know, and yeah, Satorian just said boxing could increase viewers now with the quarantine mode. He's right. I mean, it's a captive audience. I mean, it really is. Nelson Santos, he says, will the Olympics be held this year? What is it, Abe is the president of Japan. I think it's Abe. I don't know. But the president of Japan didn't indicate that they were moving toward any kind of cancellation or anything like that. I think it's in June. The Olympics are going to be this summer, so I imagine right in June or middle of June. That still may be a ways away. So if we're still going through this by then, which I don't think we will be, but who knows. You know, but when this thing starts to die down, which, you know, may not be for a while, it won't last forever. But, you know, I think the Olympics will be safe. I really do. But the problem could be the training for it. You know, I don't know. But again, that affects the nation, not necessarily all the nations. I don't know. So, yeah, man, I think if they play their cards right, man, this could really be a good thing for combat sports. Or they could just fold and be like the other sports. I don't know. Beeb, any final thoughts?
Everybody, wash your hands. stay out of large crowds.
That's right.
Just be safe. And if you have an elderly person that you live with, just be extra careful.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Just because you would survive it doesn't mean, you know, just because you would be okay if you got it and maybe not that sick doesn't mean they would be, you know, not that sick. Maybe they would get real sick. Who knows? So
great
just
the end of it, it's always about the people sticking together and working hard and just battling through the hard times. We've done it since, so we're going to do it, and I think we're going to be all right.
That's it. Very well put.
Go human race.
Human race on three. 1, 2, 3.
Human race.
That'll do it for this edition of Ringside Reporter. As always, you can catch Joe Habib on Twitter at JHabib1. You can catch me on Twitter at Ringside73. And you can catch our YouTube channel at Ringside Reporter Live. And we will see you guys next week. Be safe. Wash your hands. And we're out, man.
These are like the, these are always like some of the shows.